Welcome to the podcast, everybody. This is the Big J and BB Show. I am Joey Real Talk of Toronto.
I'm Ryan Green Machine Ebner.
And we got a special guest. We got Nick, the professional dice roller, Evans. What's up, Nick?
God damn.
How's it going?
You were reaching.
I was thinking, I'm like, I remember when we first started hanging out, he had that special dice roller. He's like, yeah, look at all this shit I could do.
Oh, so, yeah. That was my special skill, man.
That's him.
That's right.
How's it going, everyone?
Good, good. Welcome to the show.
Thank you. Glad to be here.
Awesome. For popping the cherry. It's always great.
Yeah, bringing in new people.
I'm not ready. Lube it up.
Oh, well, you know. We're just jumping right in. You can listen to us on Spotify and Apple Podcasts by searching The Big J and BB Show. You can find us on Facebook.com/Big J and BB Show and on Twitter at Big J and BB Show. Also, I have to give a shout out to, some would say he is my brother, twitch.tv/slapnugget. Check him out. He just got a PC starting to stream. Spoiler alert, he is my brother. So
I thought you were going to go with David. I'm like, oh, that's different.
Oh, and twitch.tv/undeadredbull. Sorry, David. Sorry.
We got all the plugs this time.
Yeah, I plug everything.
Yeah.
I am the plug.
So if you listen to our past podcast, the one that we just released, which you should have, if not, stop this video and go watch the other one because we need the views. We're going to be doing an Apex/Anthem review,
mm-hmm.
So that's why we got some extra hands over here, extra
yes,
boys.
Yes, sir.
We're starting with Anthem. Is that what we have
decided? I think that's what we decided, right?
All right, so we're going to start with Anthem. Ryan and I have been playing almost every day after work and on the weekends, playing with a buddy of ours.
Still haven't finished the story.
No, there's a lot. We've been doing a lot of strongholds, a lot of free play grinding. Mm-hmm. Just having fun with the game overall. Ryan, overall, how, like, you know, we've been playing it pretty much since day one, mm-hmm. since its official release. What do you think about it so far?
I think the game's, it's been pretty enjoyable. It's Iron Man Simulator. That's how I look at it. It's really fun. I like the idea of each javelin having its own ability and that you can freely swap between them once you get to the level to get each one of them. I've been playing a lot of Storm. I started with the Interceptor, and it is pretty fun at certain times. But, like, we play on hard mode, and it's just a pain in the ass because I just get taken out one shot every time.
You just don't know how to play the Interceptor.
That's right? Exactly right. I don't. So,
how about you, Joey? What hero are you playing?
I'm all about the Colossus.
Colossus?
I'm about the big boy.
Yeah,
I'm
he does.
To hear that.
Oh, it's awesome. It's so much fun.
He does tank a lot for us, which is great. That's but overall, I think the game's really fun. I think it's interesting that it's not heavy on the guns per se and like the armor you get. It's really a lot about your combos and your abilities, but it has been pretty fun so far. I'm really excited though to get more into the story because I feel like we've just really scratched the surface.
Yeah, the story starts out kind of like, oh yeah, you got a Cypher, Owen, he can like communicate and like talk to the Anthem, and then you got these random pieces that are like, oh, this is a freelancer guy.
Yarrow.
You know, yeah, you're trying to help him out. You got like a sentinel that's like the police officers of the place, and they all kind of like come together. Then more or less, they're all asking you for the same thing of, we need to go to the Heart of Rage. This is where it all started. This is where the cataclysm was, and you know, you're trying to figure out, you know, what happened there on that day is where you start, and then you have there's nothing else past that.
Right.
So you're trying to like recollect, reevaluate yourself. And get back to that spot.
Mm.
So it's pretty cool how it develops. You can help people in the fort, too. Like, I helped these two girls that were having a grain problem.
I did.
I got them together. They started their own farm. And
it's the one where the one chick is trying to, like, she has her own idea for the farm. The other one's having, like, a grain issue, and you get them to work
together. Well, the one has the money for it.
Yeah.
And then the one has the idea for it, so they're kind of going together.
Right.
Yeah, so it's pretty cool how you can help people in the fort, make them connect, make
them
grow.
Well, it's a BioWare game.
Yeah, that's the aspect.
Yeah, the interactions play a really crucial part. I mean, you don't need to necessarily go through all their interactions either. I know a few of the reviews I listened to said they just wanted to breeze through it, which is fine. But, like I said, it is a BioWare game, and every interaction is important to an extent, and you get more connected with those characters.
And people get upset that you have to go back to the fort after every time. I kind of like that because you go back to home base and you like give your report to people.
Right.
And so I just been like, okay, I'm done. I'm just going to go out to the next place. It's like, no, I got to come in. I got to repair my javelin. I mean, you don't, but it's like you're role playing. You feel like it. And then you have to go and you know, talk to your Cypher, see what he has to say about it, and, you know, give him some ideas. Talk to another freelancer that has showed up, and she's like, hey, I might need your help. Well, give your input on it, and like, oh, what I think this is what you should do, because I just experienced that.
Right.
And so you, like, go and reconnect with all these people that are helping you on your missions, and, you know, you want to get feedback and get their feedback. So you kind of know how you want to progress and what kind of path you want to be taking.
Now, Nick, you don't have the game, but no. You've seen stuff on it.
I've actually played the beta of it right prior, I think, 2 or 3 weeks to its launch. Mm-hmm. So, overall, I gotta say I was very impressed with the gameplay, like the feel of the gameplay of Anthem. Very, very smooth. Really fun. Like you said, it's Iron Man Simulator.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
It's fun to just fly around, have all some kinds of crazy guns, blow up the ground, land. You know, I played Interceptor in the beta. At first, like you said, you just get taken out, you know, flat shot.
Right.
But after spending a little time with the Javelin, you actually get down, and to me, that is probably one of the best Javelins to play if you have a good team. It's all based on your squad that you have, because if you have a squad of four running all the Interceptor, you're not going to do anything. Everyone's going to die 1, 2, 3. But when you balance it with, like Joey says, he plays Colossus, you balance it perfectly where he's tanking, and you just sneak in there and hit who you need to hit, and then you get out real quick with hopefully not going down. As you play with it a little bit, you get the hang of it and how it's supposed to be played. But overall, very smooth, cool game.
Now, what could they do to make you want to buy the game?
Me, personally, just being more of a competitive person.
It's no, because there's no multiplayer like that?
There's no, like, competitive multiplayer, which right. I totally understand from the outside looking in.
Mm-hmm.
How would you balance that game? Like, just look at the Javelins, like how I said I was playing the Interceptor.
Right.
I feel like I'd be at a really good advantage as opposed to anyone else playing, because the Interceptor would be very hard to shoot. It's a hard target. It's very right. fast moving. You got triple jump, triple dash, and you got all the crazy sword dancing going on with the melee. There's no real fair way to really balance the game, and if you do find the way to balance it, I'd almost feel like you're almost at like a Halo aspect where everyone's going to play. What's the standard Javelin called?
Probably the Ranger, right?
Just something like
isn't
that.
Isn't that the first Rangers, one you start with?
Yeah.
I feel like you're just going to put it, the only way to balance it, you give everyone a Ranger because it's the mid-level character, and at that point you have everyone running around in an Iron Man suit. You probably take out flying from competitive because that'd be a real big mechanic for a multiplayer game, and then you're at the point where everyone's running around like a Spartan.
Yeah, I think that the whole multiplayer thing, it is weird. I guess the way they kind of balance it out is that you can go into free roam and you're just out there with people all the time anyway, and you guys can right. do missions together and stuff like that. But it is something that, yeah, if you are super competitive and that's what you're looking for,
it's really not the game for you. Like,
right.
I mean, I'll probably, because I, like I said, I loved how it felt and how it played. Maybe down the line when it goes a little bit cheaper, you know, it's right. been out for a while and it's maybe $30, I'll probably pick it up, you know, the screw around game to play here and now and then. But to pay at least like a minimum of 60 for it, it's a little bit harder for me because I'm paying 60 for a PvE game.
Right.
Mostly. So just personally, that's where my aspect differs away from Anthem.
Overall, Joe, so they did a patch, right? Patches out today on Mario Day. Awesome. March 10th. Yeah. Do you know what the patch went over?
Yeah, the patch fixed a lot of problems that I was experiencing. The main thing is, I'm sure a lot of people heard of, that it's literally destroying people's PS4s.
Yeah.
As in, it's, like, causing major crashing. So, they're working on that. But for everything else, they're kind of just, the respawn restricted areas, they set different types of timers. They changed it to where, remember when we were doing the stronghold, you couldn't respawn. Well, now there's 30 seconds you can. So they changed that. Loot changes, once you get a certain level 30, you won't get common or uncommon, which is the white and green gear. You won't get that anymore because it's pointless, you don't need it. The stability got improved for, you know, a lot of fixes for causing different types of crashes and connection problems. A lot that I were experiencing where I would come back to the fort, I'd come back and talk to Owen, and my game would just turn off. And I have to restart, and it's like, well, we can't connect.
That's awful.
But well, I Snapchatted you every time it happened.
I'm happened constantly. The day that I didn't get on, because I was like, there's no point, the servers are down.
Yeah, so that happened a couple times. That's fixed. 2 days ago, I had an audio problem where I landed in my javelin, everything just went pink, and I had no sound. So I had to go through the whole stronghold, not hearing a fucking thing.
Oh, that's shitty.
And it was very annoying. They fixed that. The issue that we had last night of where it was like your javelin malfunction, that's fixed now.
The screen where it says like you've already been respawned, but it says you need to be respawned.
Yeah,
it's gone now.
So that
irritated the shit out of me.
They did a lot. They changed a lot from people couldn't access the forge. There were certain missions that you weren't able to access. Those got fixed. Certain NPCs you had to talk to, but you couldn't. That got fixed. Titans got kind of readjusted because they are very powerful, as Ryan and I found out. They destroy you in about 3 seconds, and that's pretty much it. There were a couple things that... A lot of stuff like you couldn't access are now being accessed as long as you meet the requirements. A lot of audio fixes that were major issues. A couple vinyls that weren't appearing properly, those got fixed. Stronghold tweaks. Certain enemies got adjusted the way that they were supposed to react. Like if they were frozen or burned, those were accounted for. Damage scaling, those got tweaked for the combos, melee, the ultimates. The free roam kind of got adjusted to where it's more free-flowing instead of buggy and laggy. Weapon recoil got adjusted.
Thank God.
This is a problem for me since I played the Colossus a lot, is after you bring out your shield, if you run a certain direction, your shield doesn't work. So now they've changed it to where the direction you're going, your shield blocks that way. That was very annoying, where I would try to turn a certain direction, but my Colossus would get stuck in another one because my shield was out. So I'd run forward, but I'd be running backwards. So that got fixed, which I noticed last night, which is very helpful. They recover a lot quicker. They also changed a lot of the supports, like the ball walk, the wind wall, the barriers. That all got tweaked to being more reliable, protecting certain aspects of either projectiles, reduce damage, increase damage. Burst mortar for the Colossus got upgraded a shit ton. It almost got doubled, which is a lot of fun. That's just the force shot that I've been using. You just make it rain, and that's a lot of fun. Battle cry got adjusted, and I'm not going to really go over everything because they fixed a ton.
Well, is this the first update, major update for the game, right?
I think this is the first like huge update. They've been doing a lot of minor fixes, but this is the first like a lot of big stuff like thruster delays, overheat delays, weapon reload bonuses. They changed a lot of the masterwork, bugs that they were having.
Mm-hmm.
And overall just kind of tweaked it to where the game should run a little bit more smoothly.
Yeah, so the game is broken down into this first year. I believe it's broken down into 3 acts. Each act will have about 3 updates in it, beginning in this month. So I believe that was the first one. The first act is Echoes of Reality, and the first update was Evolving World. I believe that was the first update, I would assume, since it's the major one. We'll see. You know, I mean, really, this game, the competition, I guess if there's a competition, is probably Division 2. Those are the closest scales to this game. It just really depends on what you're into. Obviously, they give you a little bit more PvP with Division 2 than they do for Anthem, who gives you none. But so far, I think the game's been pretty good. Is there anything you don't like? It's really pissing you off, maybe?
Well, a lot of them are the ones that they're working on fixing, which was... Remember yesterday we were trying to fly, and I hit a barrier, and I got smacked into the wall, and I got stuck in the mountain. And I had to, like, jump out, and I got like kept glitching and phasing in and out. I mean, that's just the normal bug. The overheating is kind of annoying to get used to, but that's not really the game's problem. That's me trying to figure out how to kind of use my boost, when to take off of it.
And I think overheat changes for each javelin, right? Like how long it takes.
Yeah, like Colossus obviously is the last because it's huge and bulky.
Yeah.
The Storm could float for almost ever. The interceptor should never really be in the air. That should kind of always be on the ground, fucking shit up. The ranger should be a good mix of being in the air, dropping all your hellfire, throwing your grenades, and then getting back on the ground, melee, and shooting your missiles. So, it's all about the playstyle of what you're into.
Yeah.
But a lot of the stuff they are fixing, I'm okay with. A lot of the enemies, a couple of them are very annoying, where they stagger you. That's being fixed, which is nice, where an enemy would hit me, and I would get flinched, and I go to jump, well, another enemy will hit me, and I'll get flinched. Well, that enemy that hit me the first time, it's ready to attack again, but I'm still recovering, so I go to jump, well, that hit me. Okay, well, I'm staggered. Okay, now I'm going to jump, well, that second enemy's hitting me again, and now I'm stuck in this loop where I'm dying.
Get mosh pitted.
Yeah, that happened quite a bit last night, to where I was just dying, and I had no idea why. I was just stuck in a loop, and I couldn't get out of it.
Thanks for carrying us, McLaughlin, you piece of shit.
Yeah, he didn't do anything, but it was cool. But overall, I would recommend getting this game in about a month, maybe two. See if you like The Division, look at that. Let EA and BioWare fix their stuff, let it drop in price, and then pick it up, because I definitely recommend it. It's a lot of fun. I enjoy it. The Interceptor is the only one I haven't played. The Ranger is a ton of fun. The Storm's pretty cool. I like the siege aspect, but the Colossus, I love just throwing up my shield and just knocking everybody over and then taunting them all to my side and just doing a big hammer down and just shooting my mortar straight up and then just running out and watching it just rain mortars and big booms and explosives and just being that asshole where it's like, hey, hit me, otherwise you're just going to die. While your buddies are flying in the air just shooting. So it's a ton of fun. It's really fun with players. You don't even have to play with people you know.
No.
Even with randoms, it's a ton of fun. Because right. You just set up combos and you don't need to talk. You just, okay, do your abilities and we'll make a combo happen. The items are, the weapons actually do make a difference. I have some Master Core items, which I shouldn't, but I do. And, I could mow down almost anything, and my abilities are kind of useless.
Really?
And then certain times my abilities are good. Well, I got lucky and got strong weapons.
Bullshit.
Very strong
weapons. I got that one gun that's cool that came with the edition I got.
Yeah.
The Light of the Forge or whatever. That gun's pretty cool. It goes up with you and it has a bunch of bonuses. I like that you can just, like, because, like, I was on a kick where I was playing my Storm a lot. Alright, well, I unlocked a bunch of shit for him. But then it's like, oh, do I get shit for the Interceptor? And I like that the guns and everything you get, they're just you can just swap them and keep them. You can rock the same gun on multiple javelins if you want. It's up to you. I do highly recommend playing the game. I do agree, though, you probably should wait a month or two. Let all the bugs get kind of fixed out. EA will have a sale. It's what they do. It's fine. But it is a fun BioWare game. If you loved Mass Effect or anything like that, the character interaction it gives you is great. You start to really become connected to the characters that are in your Fort Tarsus. And for me, I mean, I want to really beat the whole story before I give it, like, a solid number, I guess. But so far, it was pretty good.
Yeah, but overall, I mean, it's a lot of fun. It's a great Iron Man simulator.
It really is.
I don't know if that's a good thing to compare it to, but I mean, When you start a mission or free play and you just start on the top of a tower and then all of you guys land, you're waving to each other, throwing flares, whatever, and then the mission pops up. Okay, go this way. And you just see everybody sprint and jump and just boom, 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 boom.
What did we
and
do?
And you're just flying in formation and shit. Yeah, it's the coolest thing.
Yeah, yesterday we were doing something on a mission and Joey's like, oh my god, look, we're all in formation. It's so cool.
Yeah, you got the Colossus in front, you got the Storms in the back and the Interceptor up top and like, and it's just a ton of fun just being, like, everybody with their boosters and their abilities. And
right.
Once you see enemies and everybody just land and melee and bring out their guns and their big cannons, it's like, all right, we're here to fuck shit up and we're going to. And then when you're done, you just fly over to the next place and do the same shit.
Yeah.
And it's really enjoyable. And I was always saying, if there's going to be a game to bring me away from Destiny, it might be Anthem. I haven't played Destiny since Anthem came out.
Yeah.
So this might be the one that puts Destiny away.
And it's nice because this is just the beginning. I mean, you only have really one stronghold to go to. You don't have multiple yet.
Well, we have a lot to go. There's more available, but we only have that.
Yeah, so once we unlock more and stuff, I'm sure we'll like it even more. But
Overall, EA's been having a really successful time. Obviously, they released BioWare's Anthem, and they dropped Respawn's Apex Legends on us, which we're also going over. Look at that. That was so beautifully done. I love it.
It's like it was planned.
It really, it's like it was. Joe has not played Apex. He's watched stuff on it, but as we know, he is not a Battle Royale type of guy.
Yep, so I will not be talking. Goodbye.
Thank you. But Nick, you love Apex Legends, so let's start with what do you love about it?
Well, I'm going to be honest, when it first got announced, I was like, this is another company trying to drop their version of a Battle Royale, trying to hit the king, which was Fortnite at the time, which is still doing very well. But I wasn't too excited about it. I was like, you know, it's not going to be anything special. Many have tried. You had Blackout, fell flat.
Right.
But I did download it, and I gave it a shot, and the first reaction was, okay, it's different than most Battle Royales because you have each individual character, each legend, that has its own ability, so that changes the aspect of the game a little bit, which is nice to have a little diversity. Mm-hmm. And then I was also looking at, you don't really have too much of, you don't have to worry about, like, building, and there's nothing that's, like, an outside factor besides, really, your aiming and how you use your skills. So that was also a nice thing where it's, you're trying to outgun someone or outplay someone, depending on your legend, other than I can build a castle in 2 seconds the second one little bullet flies past me.
Right.
And then you're trying to have a build off to get to shoot someone. So that's the one thing that really grabbed me. The feel of the game is really, really nice. It's pretty smooth. Some games in the beginning has a little lag issue, but I mean, it usually clears up after the first 2-3 minutes.
Right.
You have a lot of cool components in the game. The zip lines, the balloons that let you re-glide into a new location. We have a respawn mechanism where...
Yeah, that's really
cool.
It's
the real big thing because, you know, sometimes we all have those games. You drop in early game and someone picks up the gun a second before you and they turn around and then you're dead. Bah. You're eliminated from the game.
Right.
Other battle royales, well, you get to spectate your buddies for 20 minutes while they run around and, you know, enjoy the game. You just get to play spectator, mm-hmm. sit and sip on a drink, you know, enjoy a snack. Whereas this one, if your team can come together and work to get your banner and get you to a respawn beacon, now, yes, you're coming back in fresh with no gear, but it gives you the chance to redeploy back into the game.
It's a redemption.
It's a redemption card, and you can rejoin your team, and maybe, I mean, I've had games where one of my squad members have died, and we brought them back, and we still end up winning the game. Mm-hmm. It's just all about how you play it, so the respawn is nice. But overall, it's like it was a real great adaptation of a Battle Royale, and it was different enough from all the other ones that we have to make it its own unique thing.
Yeah, that's my big thing, especially the Legends. I mean, that on its own changes everything, the way the game feels. And it's so funny, I mean, Respawn just kind of was like, oh, here it is. You know what I mean? I guess it was supposedly the math was leaked like over a year ago on Reddit from someone talking about Titanfall, and they're like, but no one paid attention to it. I don't know why they would have. Yeah. But it was so funny. I'm sitting there and they're like, oh, Respawn's got an announcement. I'm like, okay. And then it's like, oh, Apex Legends. I'm like, okay, it's free. But, all right, I'll try it. It's free.
When I heard about it, the main thing, everyone was like, oh, it's Titanfall Battle Royale. And I was like, see, I enjoyed Titanfall, but I wasn't super over impressed with it. So that's
Do you like also... that there's nothing like a Titanfall where you have like the running and the zip and all that? You don't have that in this game.
Yeah.
So is that okay for you that those mechanics aren't in it? Yeah.
Yeah, I think the mechanics that they have so far, like you can do the slide, and you can, if you pick up speed when you slide downhill, I like the mechanic, it makes it easy to run. You can holster your weapon to run faster. That's also nice. The mechanics that they have for it fit the game for what it is.
Fine. Right.
You don't really need to add or take away too much from it. The only thing that will really affect the game at this point, I don't think will be so much like mechanics, like game-wise. It'll be more legend mechanics. As the new ones start to come out, they get their new abilities, it'll be adjusting and learning.
Yeah, you gotta balance it out. Now, the Battle Pass is supposed to come this month at some point. Yep. I know everyone saw March, like, it's gotta be March 1st. It didn't have to be March 1st. But I think that... this is a big thing. So Fortnite Season 8 came out
And yeah, obviously people went and flocked back to Fortnite because it's fresh, it's new, they got a new season, blah blah blah.
New things coming
and
out.
When the new season or the battle pass comes to the first season of Apex, I'm sure everyone will go running right back to Apex. Hopefully you get a new legend in there and stuff.
They actually did, I don't know if you've seen, they leaked most of the new legends coming out.
I think they leaked their names, correct?
Yeah, it was their names. There was quite a bit. Yeah. I don't know if they're all just going to drop them on you at once, but there was quite a few.
I'm sure what they'll try to do, because I think there's 4 seasons that they're going to do this year, they said.
Okay.
So I'm sure they'll try and break it down each season, maybe give you a character or two, probably. They won't try to, like, I hope they don't try to blow their load all at once, because I'd be like, holy shit, that's a lot to take in right now. Gotta simmer it down, especially because it is very, when you have characters with abilities like that, it gets a little difficult. You gotta be careful because of the balance, right? I know they already kind of, I think they just did an update on Caustic. They gave him a boost. I don't know what they necessarily did to him, but I know they boosted him a little bit.
Okay.
If anyone plays Caustic, I don't know.
Nope.
But I know they've also went in there and they touched up some of the guns a little bit, right?
Yeah.
With the Wingman and the Peacekeeper in particular.
The two guns that you almost always find, especially at the end game, you'll almost always find in a death box, or will be killed by if you're unfortunate enough to come across one of those with a very skilled enough player. They did touch it where they supposedly made the Peacekeeper and the Wingman more rare to come across. Now, I don't necessarily see it with the Wingman because I can find them as common as almost any other gun still in the game. They did touch the damage a little bit. I think they dropped it from 45 damage a shot to 41. Not that big of a deal because it's still a really, really good gun.
Right.
But the Peacekeeper, for me anyway, I have seen significantly less per game I play. Usually the only time I will find one is either end game, where it's just randomly in a room and I won't even need it at that point, or I'll have a better setup, or if you kill someone and they have it in their death box. That's about the only time you really see it for me. So it appears about once or twice a game on the floor, and then a handful of times at the end of the game in death boxes. But the Wingman, for what it is, it should. I feel like they should touch it and tweak it a little bit more, because I feel like you're still going to have some people upset about it, because it's a really, really good gun. You can even use it good at a distance, which makes it even more of a lethal weapon. Because if you're close to mid-range, you can probably, you know, 6-shot someone, and you can put the heavy extended mag on it, depending on your level.
Mm.
You're adding more to it. A level 3, you're at double your shots. You're at 12.
Right.
So if you have a 6-shot gun, you have double the chance to hit. I mean, it's good odds you're going to do good. Also, depending on your aiming. But it should get... it should get reduced damage-wise. Not so much the rarity of it, because it is a Wingman. It's supposed to be like your sidekick. But the damage of it should probably go down for a pistol.
Yeah, I mean, it is really, really strong. If there's anything currently the game you don't like, or you'd like to see them work on it, maybe, if anything, really.
I mean...
or do you enjoy it for what it is?
I enjoy it for what it is. There's nothing that really outstandingly, like... it's like, oh, this needs to get, like, fixed for me. Because, like, I know a lot of people, like, we were just talking about the Wingman and the Peacekeeper. But at the same time, I've picked up the Wingman. I've picked up the Peacekeeper. And I've also done good with it. And I've used it. It's a good gun. So, I mean, if I'm going to use it, I can't really complain about it too much. I could always say it's a good weapon. The only thing would be is those, between those two weapons, balancing them a little bit more. Other than that, the game is... pretty fairly balanced. You don't have a legend that stands out more than the others.
No.
I mean, some people I know have been complaining about the lifeline with the care package drop and the stimulant that you can give them. I forget what they call
ultimate
it.
Ultimate accelerant?
Yeah, that one, the ultimate accelerant. Yeah, they can call in a lot of care packages.
But you know
packages.
How many care packages I get where they're just shit?
Right, and it's a beacon.
Right.
If I see a care package coming down, I'm running to the care package. Not even so much to get what's inside of it, because it drops you 3 things. At most, that's 1 thing per person, and we all play with greedy teammates, I'm sure.
Oh, yeah.
So
that's my care package.
It's not even really...
I'm playing life.
Right, it's not even that much of a benefit. It's just letting everyone know where you are.
Yeah, you gotta be kind of strategic with it. And I think everybody's ability... I mean, even like Mirages, where he gets his ultimate, and there's like 10 of them.
Yeah.
They don't move.
You move.
So if you're paying attention, you should be able to see them move.
See, now, and as a Mirage main, I love the decoy.
You love bamboozling
people? Yes, I love bamboozling people. It's such... you can throw it out, and like if no one's seeing you, you throw it and you run around, and then when everyone's like, oh snap, there he is, trying to run to, you know, Lena's location, you're behind them around their side, and then it takes some time for them to adjust, and by the time they adjust, you might hit them down. But at the same time, it's not really all that broken, because if you're fighting someone in an open field and you can't find much cover and you throw a decoy, I mean, it's not too hard to notice which one's which. And like you said, with his ultimate, they stand still. I could see if they kind of bursted out grenades down, one went every direction, ran forward. It'd be a little bit cooler, because then you don't know which one's really what. Mm. But they stand still. And also, I don't know if you've noticed, if you ever played against the Mirage and they pop their ultimate, you can sometimes see that very outline of him running. Like, he's fully gone. You could still kind of track.
But doesn't it, like, when you pop it, like, you can't, like, run fully or something like that, right?
So what it does is it holsters your weapon.
Yeah.
And it takes it as, you just move as if you were running, like, I think without a weapon. Because you do move pretty quick when you do it. But I think it's, you don't, like, you're not actually sprinting and you can't shoot. Yeah. But it does holster your guns and you move quicker.
Yeah, I just think overall the game's pretty balanced. It is a fun game. It definitely will be, you know, I've taken a break from it, but I'll definitely jump back in with it once the Battle Pass comes out.
It does need content. It did very good taking a shot at Fortnite, regardless if that was the intention or not. It took a lot of players away from it.
Mm-hmm.
But to keep your fan base now that you just built up so rapidly, you need content.
So what's something you want to see from them to add?
I don't necessarily want to see a new map. I like the map. I don't think you need to change that. You need probably more guns, because, right, like we were saying, you have guns that are always constantly appearing. So I'm not saying add in another broken gun where that's all you're going to see.
No, but...
But add in a diversity, so maybe someone will like... I mean, even the Havoc was a great addition. I personally love it with the turbocharger. It's something to see. You have it different. You don't have someone every game, okay, I'm dropping, just looking for Peacekeeper R301, and then that's my game. You have different options. And also, I think more legends will really, really help with keeping people interested in the game, because you're also going to be adding the new abilities, which is technically like a new mechanic for people. So, will I stray away from my main character to try someone new? Depending on what they do, maybe. But for someone else who really doesn't have, out of how many legends are there?
Six or eight.
So, yeah, one of the two. Maybe out of the eight, they don't find someone that really, really grabs them, but they need someone to play. Maybe one of the new ones will bring them in, and then they can, you know, find more of a balance and maybe even shine better than what they're playing now.
Yeah, I think overall that's probably... I mean, eventually it will get probably a map update at some point, I'm sure. But right now it is, more weapons, more characters that will help, just some different things. I mean, that will definitely help keep it alive and let it flourish a little bit more. Like I said... Fortnite obviously was going to grab the attention again. Season 8 came out. It's not like Fortnite's dead or something. It's not. It's like the big thing. Apex broke a lot of records in a short amount of time. But when you compare it to Fortnite like that, it's really not fair, because Fortnite, when it came out, PUBG was like the only Battle Royale.
Right.
And, of course, it was going to take some time. People weren't into Battle Royale craze like they are now. Not all of us are, obviously. Joe, not a big Battle Royale guy at all. But... I definitely, if you do like Battle Royales, I recommend this one, because it's different, it's fun, it adds a little bit more strategic than just building a castle, like you said. But overall, I think the game's pretty good.
Yeah, it is a pretty good game. And touching on the Fortnite, don't forget Fortnite released as a PvE game when it came out, and the Battle Royale dropped separate, and at first, even for me, it was like, what is this, why would I want to play it, like... And then that's when it slowly started gaining popularity and built up to what it is. And it'll be a very hard thing to... It'll be around for a very, very long time.
Oh, yeah.
But Apex did a really good job at making a game that's different and competing
with it. Yeah, in a world where there's literally Battle Royales all over the place now, Apex did a really good job to stand out.
Yep.
Overall.
So now let me ask you, both of you, this. So you guys like Battle Royale, you like Apex, and they said they're making another Titanfall game. Do you want Titanfall to make their own version of Battle Royale, where it's just the mechs? Or do you want them to keep Apex separate, that's the Battle Royale?
I'd rather just keep Apex separate.
So you don't want the mechs?
Like that this is Titanfall lore. I do enjoy that. This takes place prior to the Titanfall games. It is really cool in that aspect. And I think that's where Respawn needs to focus if they're going to focus on Battle Royales. Just keep focusing on...
Dude, you got something good going for you. Don't change it.
Yeah.
This is working.
They also have a Star Wars game they're announcing. Jedi Fallen Order. And it comes out. They'll be releasing an announcement at Star Wars Fest in Chicago soon, too. So Respawn's super busy. EA super busy, too. Especially not being at E3, I guess. So, I mean, they're just... Overall, though, I think that this has been a good... start to 2019 for EA. Honestly, it really has, and that's so weird because I think everyone just loves to rip on them, and it's just kind of a thing. I think that some of the backlash Anthem got too. I'll be honest. I think a lot of it was also because people already made up their mind because it's an EA game. Fuck them. You know what I mean? Like,
but that's, it's a BioWare game.
Yeah.
See, when I was reading an article that said Apex actually helped boost the sales of Anthem because of what. Like the gameplay mechanics and everything, and then everyone's like, okay, EA made a decent battle royale for free. Like, this is, you know, you don't have to spend any money, you don't have to buy the loot packs or nothing. Maybe we should try their game that they actually really worked on and made you want to pay for.
Yeah.
Because maybe that's something they're proud of, and that's why they cost some money.
Right. And I mean, I look at it like every game's going to have its issues in the beginning that shouldn't stray you away from a game from trying it. But overall, EA has done a really great job in the first quarter of 2019. And whether it be with BioWare or Respawn, both have done a fantastic job. And I'm sure once more content comes out for both these games, we'll dive into that even more. But, you know, that's about it right now. Yeah,
that wraps it up.
You wrapped it
up. Did a, both a review.
That was good. We never reviewed before. That was new.
Not like new games. I reviewed old games.
Yeah, usually what we do is Joe's like, oh yeah, I can't wait to play this game. We're going to totally review it. And like 6 months from now, where the game's not relevant anymore, then he wants to review because he finally got around to playing it.
Yeah, because then I 100% at that point, I fully played the game and I gave it an honest review.
Yeah. But we will jump back more into it as more content comes to both of those games and more games coming out too. I'm going to see Captain Marvel, so we can talk about that one as everybody sees it too. That'll be cool.
Yeah, you gotta wait, no spoilers.
No, I won't spoil it for now.
They all die.
I don't know
that. Oh my god. You know, my aunt just watched Infinity War and they were never saw any spoilers for it.
Really?
Yeah, mind blown. They had no idea. Huh. They had no idea.
Almost a year later, and they had no clue.
They had no clue. And they were just like, they're so heartbroken. I'm like, oh,
well,
yeah.
Props to them for keeping it.
That's what I'm saying, that man. That's why I have to go see this movie right away, because I know I'll see something.
Right. Yeah.
People are assholes.
Yes, they are.
But that wraps up the podcast this week, boys and girls. That was fun. I love it. I love reviews. Fun. It's so great. We'll have Nick back on. We'll have the other Nick, which you can find on twitch.tv/slapnugget. He told me to plug him as much as possible, so... But we'll have him on here too. I like getting everybody on here going over stuff. What have we got on the horizon, Joe? Some more gaming news?
We got Forza Horizon. There's a leaked game that might be another Forza game.
Oh, okay, cool.
So if you said that, I guess we got that.
Nice.
Horizon Zero Dawn apparently has got some stuff. That's also Horizon. I think that's all I know for Horizon stuff.
Oh my god.
But as far as gaming goes, besides the Horizon, yeah, I mean, we always got stuff to go over and do, so we'll come up with stuff. We'll, you know, start pumping these out again.
Yeah.
I say that every time and then we don't, but we're really going to try.
I don't know, we did 2 in a week, man.
That's good.
That's pretty good.
That's good.
It's pretty solid.
I think we're good for about 4 months.
Yep, we'll be perfect. Oh,
so follow us again come mid-summer for our next one.
No, but yeah, we'll go do a bit more of these. We got baseball podcasts around the corner we got to do as well. Game of Thrones is starting up, so maybe if Joey catches up, we could do a Game of Thrones fucking podcast. I would love that.
I would love to do that. That would be something to talk about.
That's everybody loves it, Joe. So you, pressure's on you, big fella.
Yeah, I could do a season one review.
Oh, yeah.
It's just about it.
You just got there.
You got 40 days to binge 6 seasons.
Yeah, that's a lot.
Yeah.
We'll see.
You can do it.
I'll try. You know what you guys could do? You guys could follow us and like listen to us.
Oh, man.
But where could they do that, Ryan? Where could these lovely people go to?
You can find us on Facebook.com/BigJ and BB Show and on Twitter @BigJ and BB Show. Looking for a graphic designer, shoot us a DM. We can do some business. That'd be really cool. Plugging it up. You can also listen to us on Spotify and the Apple Podcast app. And you can even ask Alexa to play the Big J and BB Show for you, which is pretty cool. Not gonna lie. Kinda cool. That's where you find us.
Nice. And you said you had a quote.
I do. It's my favorite time of the week, even though Dan's not here and he does it the best. But it is the quote of the week. Creativity is contagious. Pass it on. Albert Einstein.
You stay breezy, Chicago.